with the Election Commission of India declaring all the results for 542 seats to India's lower house of parliament, the Lok Sabha, the Bharatiya Janata Party has secured 303 seats, 22 more than what it had got in the 2014 elections. Along with its allies, they now have 352 parliamentary seats. A two-thirds majority in the Indian Parliament requires only 272 seats. Prime Minister Modi was sharply criticized during his campaign.
There was always an underlying thrust in his argument that whatever he was doing for the larger good of India, which I think resonated with a lot of Indians when they compared him to the larger group of opposition politicians who seemingly were only coming to defeat him. So the larger narrative from the opposition was that they wanted to bring Modi down. Modi's narrative was that he wanted to bring India up.
Modi is going to take oath in a few days. Modi's political strategist and president of the Bharatiya Janata Party, Amit Shah, had a key role in securing his victory.
Modi has admitted that he will do everything possible not to repeat his shortcomings in the years to come. If he's able to do so, we should see a better India.
Not all Prime Minister's promises have been delivered so far. We hope he will take more concrete measures to address issues such as unemployment in his second term.
The leader of the opposition Congress Party, Rahul Gandhi, is likely to offer his resignation as his party was able to secure just 52 seats. About 600 million people voted in India's recent election, with more than 8,000 candidates competing for parliamentary seats. With the Bharatiya Janata Party storming back to power with a comfortable majority on its own, observers say Prime Minister Narendra Modi will have to work even harder in his second term in office in order to meet the demands of his supporters who have kept the faith. Sanjay Sethi, Press TV, New Delhi.